Governor Perry joked this afternoon with the small audience at the Texas Public Policy Foundation about meeting President Obama. He said although it was brief, it was one he didn't want to miss.
When the door opened to Air Force One, I was in my appropriate place.
After small talk about the Texas heat, Governor Perry handed a letter to one of the president's aides that outlined Perry's request for more troops and resources for border security. Congress recently approved sending 1,200 National Guard troops to the border. 286 of them will be in Texas. The governor said he was surprised that the two couldn't find more time to sit down and talk about this.
I guess I should look at it like the 286 troops. It's a good start. It's not where we need to be. But hopefully he will read the letter and respond appropriately.
Perry has asked for 1,000 national troops to be sent to the Texas border immediately until 3,000 U.S. Border Patrol agents are trained and ready to deploy.
This is way, way past partisanship or politics. This is, you know, there's a whole lot of Democrats on the border that need the protection of Washington, D.C.
Veronica Vargas Didvent directs the Center for Politics and Governance at the LBJ School of Public Affairs. She says it's doubtful that any changes to border security policy or immigration legislation will come from this Texas visit.
Any president, before they take up border security and immigration, needs to really have the resources to devote to the policy, because it's a very, very complicated policy. It is not one that can be solved in sound bites and with an easy handshake or a couple of weeks thinking about.
The governor told the gathering at the Stephen F. Austin Hotel that he would like to see the president tour the border and see the issues for himself. Eric Aguilar, KUT News.